This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Molly Ann Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Well, 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 it's finally upon us. We have an opening day?
Yes. Good morning, Molly. Okay. Happy Thursday. It's opening day. All around baseball, yes. All around America. We don't have to qualify it. We don't have to describe it in a way, domestic, international, Japanese, American. It is opening day, MLB style. Yeah. Sacramento. A lot of strange oddities, which is redundant. A lot of weird things about this opening day for the Sacramento portion of on the West Coast. Got a new stadium there. How about what the Rays are going through? Playing in the Yankees spring training facility. This is Rob Manfred's Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's
You have two teams
bizarre.
Playing in makeshift stadiums.
Bizarre.
Very strange. But nonetheless, White Sox today, Cubs tonight, a lot in between. Let's go.
Well, I mean, we got the Sweet 16 today.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
I just, there is, this is an embarrassment of riches in the sporting calendar. For God's sake, the Lakers are in town.
Why should I be embarrassed?
There's a possibility LeBron could play. Maybe even both LeBron
well,
and
maybe.
Luka.
Maybe. You know, it's a second game of a back-to-back, and LeBron did do a lot of talking in Indianapolis, so he might be exhausted.
Oh, my gosh. He must be exhausted. He did also win the game for them.
Yes, he did. Tip in.
He tipped in a Luka miss with basically no time left. It was under the buzzer, though.
And it's rebounded by Luka. LeBron leaked out. They didn't see him. Here he is down court. Luka with two for the win. Tipped up and in. Will it count? LeBron James at the buzzer.
It did count. And that gave him his 17 points.
It did count. He wasn't in double figures until deep into that game.
Yeah. He started scoring like in the fourth quarter.
How do you not block out LeBron?
He leaked out.
How do you...
He will leak out.
But once he leaked out and he was where he was, you still had a shot go up and nobody found a body to box him out.
There you go. See, now that's just basic basketball.
Basic basketball.
For an Indiana school by legend, that must have been as
daunting offensive.
A thing as you've ever seen.
An Indiana team not boxing out?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Seriously, and you're totally correct. But they won.
And they will be here in Chicago.
And they are heading to Chicago on a big roll.
So you're right. Tonight, it's a big deal. The Lakers come to Chicago once a year.
That's right.
And that's tonight. So we have all of those things to balance our competing interests. And the Cubs, much to Dustin's chagrin, and literally the Cubs fans' chagrin.
Sure.
It's too late to start the season again. So it's happy reopening day, Mully, because it's a reopening day for the Cubs.
But it's also a reopening night. And that's what really seems to have frosted Dustin. Because, like a lot of people, he usually has to get up in the morning and come to work. Now, this plays in his hand, right? Don't you begin your
it's getaway day for me.
Tomorrow? Yeah. What? He's not suspended. Believe it's
sabbatical. It's sabbatical.
It's not a sabbatical.
It's a sabbatical. Let's call it what it is. He's doing some real high-level research while he's gone. He's going to be published probably by the time he's back.
I don't know what happened, but I am very suspicious of the fact that both Dustin and Brandon are off next week.
Yeah, I know.
I think, you know, there was some dead air. There was some foul language. I don't know if that's why.
Who had the foul language?
I think it was me.
Who had the foul language?
I think it was me over the dead air. And
did
no
you?
One killed
okay.
it. No, it wasn't me.
There's a delay.
Don't drag
I
me
I didn't think
into
that got
this.
On. Usually it doesn't.
There was some. Was there a fist fight back there? What
bad
happened?
Blood. A little bad blood.
Is there bad blood?
I think so.
No, there's a lot of.
You get this tension. You can cut it with
respect.
A knife. You can cut it with a knife.
See, the thing is, you say
I'm,
stuff
I'm
like
actually
that.
Leaving to go meet Shane and Tanny and Spiegel and Holmes at Stadium.
Look at that. Now, wouldn't that be a story?
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a story.
It was good to see those guys yesterday.
It's a good idea, you though. That would be a bad way often. To spend a week off.
Oh. Vegas? Oh, I mean, 3 days off.
This week?
Maybe.
I mean, can you this
a
weekend?
Week?
This weekend, like starting
be,
today oh, and going all, and then
get, I envy
take
them.
The red eye. I take the red eye back Sunday.
Right, but
that
I
would
also,
be an awesome 4 days.
I envy them, but I also fear for them because the last thing you need is to let the horse get out of the barn in Vegas.
You know anything about
so
that?
Much. I would know a little bit about it, sadly. And you know that I know about it because one day we sat playing blackjack all day. And every time you get blackjack, they give you a little 50-cent piece. And I was killing it. And by the end of the day, I was trying to gather as many 50-cent pieces as I could to pay my cab back to the hotel we
from
were staying
from the El Cortez.
I did a midnight run to the El Cortez. And by midnight, I mean probably 3 a.m.,
then you could hear Mully coming back as he was jingling and jangling in his pocket.
I know. I got spurs. It was awful. I was doing so well right up to the point where I decided I needed to go downtown to the El Cortez. We used to go there quite a bit. I had a good friend who had a relation that worked there.
Hmm. Yeah, never been.
Ugly story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to. Really, you really don't want to go. Don't do it late at night. It's my only thing I'll say. And I've never been there other than in the wee small hours in the morning.
Well, assuming we ever get back to Stadium Swim and Circa, I think we're going to have to do like a little, we're going to have to walk over the El Cortez.
Oh, yes, it's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
It's right down Fremont Street.
That's right. Yeah. We'll have to show David that place.
Okay, can't wait.
Yeah.
Really can't wait to get back.
No, I it sounds threatening, but no,
it
no, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
It's a great spot. The Ramblers, I don't know. I do know. I know you watched. I know that Dustin watched. Brandon, I know we're all aware of it.
Truth be told, I was paying attention through you, living vicariously
yes,
through you.
You were watching the Blackhawks.
I was watching the Blackhawks. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you knew they were going to win again.
I knew.
And you tuned in.
Nothing against Loyola. It's just like NIT basketball in the midst of everything else going on. And you know that I'm more of a hockey guy than I am an NIT basketball guy.
What else is going on?
I told you.
The Ramblers were playing. I'm just saying.
I was flipping, and I was enjoying.
You were flipping them off.
I was enjoying your updates, breathless updates.
Hardly breathless.
We might be going to Indianapolis. We might go. Should we go to Indianapolis?
I did call for a show road trip. Tuesday night in Indy.
You know, you don't need much persuasion to get me to agree to a trip down Indy.
He's an Indiana boy.
So if you want to go, let's go.
All right,
Hinkle is a magical place. And I'm going to get you to measure the rims.
Oh, you know that's all I'm about.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that movie.
They probably have a ladder out there just for everyone who can do that.
They do have the clip of the movie playing in the back.
Yes.
You can go up and watch it. It's awesome.
Who do they play next?
Tennessee Chattanooga.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't know, and I guess this speaks to my own ignorance of the NIT of late, but when did they change the semifinals and finals from the Garden to Hinkle?
I do not know.
Because it used to be a big deal if you get to...
I think it had something to do with Indiana State getting there last year.
You think so?
I don't know. I made that up.
But I have covered the NIT semifinals and finals at Madison Square Garden way back when Notre Dame got there 1 year. And I had assumed that that was kind of like the perk of the NIT. You know, you get to a certain point, you get to go to New York.
Maybe they took that from them.
Now you get to go to Indy, which to some people would be a big letdown.
Not as big a perk. Madison Square Garden versus Hinkle Fieldhouse.
Well, Hinkle's
more famous, arguably.
Special. Hinkle's special in a different way. It's more intimate. It's not considered the Mecca, but it is a shrine in its own way.
I was once working a Bulls playoff series in New York, and I left a notebook at Madison Square Garden, and I had to get back from the hotel, take the train. You can't get from one spot to the other in rush hour, and I'm kind of on deadline. I put myself on deadline. By the time I went back, got in the building, it took me like an hour and a half to get back uptown. Oh, boy, you heard language.
Oh, you had to.
Yeah, that their version of the subway.
Needed a tape delay for that language.
Very scary.
Yeah.
There were some people talking. They were swearing to themselves, I think.
Hey, quick aside here. So we're in here, obviously, every morning. It's 5:40. We have the televisions on. We watch local news. We watch national news. We watch the shows. I got to ask this, and every year it strikes me as a little bit odd. Why would you have a reporter on the site of, let's say, the rate right now with a live report?
Yeah, it makes it look like...
Wait, there's not a line of people waiting to get in?
No.
How about the parking lots? Are the tailgaters lining
there's
up?
Nobody
is
there. Least,
is the field lit up? Because that's all you
that
need.
That used to be a tradition, right?
I think the field is lit up.
Is it lit up? I don't know.
But is there... you're
not trying to save on electricity.
You just want the presence of being there when nobody else is there?
And I mean, this is a relatively recent, and I mean last 20 years or so, where the guy is on the move. He's like walking. They want to create the idea, the illusion that there's something like, I'm now walking over here to point to third base. They just want to make it look like something's happening.
Yeah. So you're appreciative that we're not somewhere outside of the rate.
We've been
doing
there.
Our show this
we've,
morning.
We've done those shows, haven't we?
Yes.
We
have done those shows. I understand that. And there's the value of having the proximity and the presence and all of those things. I just... Sometimes it strikes me as a little bit odd when there's nobody in the background. It's dark and desolate, and you wonder why.
I think we could have been like in the balcony of the burger bar, looking at the greatest sports book that's ever been created by man.
Sure,
ahead of opening day at Circa.
Yeah, that probably would have been a good place.
This morning.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I could have made Molly a captain and diet in the limo, and I could have taken a cap off of Milk Ultra and handed it to you last night.
You keep bringing that up. You keep bringing Vegas up. Are you bitter that we're not in Vegas?
Not bitter, just jealous.
Yeah, okay.
He's
bitter versus jealous.
There's a difference, right? You guys are good
difference.
Words.
Yeah.
All right. Jealousy often leads to bitterness.
No question.
Bitterness can create jealousy.
But I mean, maybe envy is a better word because I don't know that you.
I could probably spell envy.
I don't know that you want to live anybody
Do
else's
it.
Life. You just
Do
would
it.
Like to have this experience.
This is right. Come on, let's keep moving.
Okay, I'm saying it's not that hard. Envy. But I think you were hesitating a little bit there because you weren't quite sure.
Sometimes you shoot your mouth off, and next thing you know, it's a spelling bee. Yeah.
E-N-V-Y, right?
That's it.
We digress.
How'd you come up with that?
So we got the Sox this afternoon. Sean Burke on the mound against the Angels. Did you see the projected opening day lineup for the Angels? Tim Anderson's not in it. Is it? What are you doing?
I'm threatening to show you my T-shirt.
What is a t-shirt?
I have a t-shirt on. I'm not saying. I'm very hopeful that the White Sox are going to be really good this year. Really good.
What does this t-shirt say now that you have piqued my curiosity?
It's just a black t-shirt.
There's something written on your black t-shirt, and for our Twitch audience, they can see you that you almost started taking your shirt off.
I unveil it during the pick six.
What is going on here?
I will not
be. It's not that warm in the studio.
I told you I'm positive. I'm positive, and I'm really hoping for the pennant this year.
You're really hoping for
it. It'd be like the greatest story ever told, better than the Bible, if indeed the White Sox were to suddenly catch fire under their new manager and suddenly start winning. Be awesome.
If the White Sox won 82 games, it would be a baseball miracle. That would mean they have a winning
baseball
season.
Baseball miracle.
They released their opening day roster yesterday.
I saw that.
And
thoughts?
Well,
I didn't.
The
think
several
that,
names on there that yeah. Are brought to you by Google.
I didn't think. Oh, that's 82 games.
No, I did not think
it's a
that.
Winning team.
Nick Maton. Did not expect to see that name on there.
No, that was. We knew they had injuries, and we knew Nick Maton was going to be on there.
That's Travis Jankowski.
Jankowski. Okay.
The home run robber.
Yep.
The relief pitchers. Now, this is where it gets very interesting.
I mean, now, okay, ask Dustin to name four of them before he reads.
I don't want to pick on Dustin. I'm not picking on Dustin.
It's impossible.
If you can name more than three, I'll buy you coffee this morning.
I don't drink coffee, though.
Oh, what do you want to, if you can name more than three relief pitchers, I will buy you
Dustin.
Whatever drink
Let
of choice.
David buy you a coffee and give it to me because I drink coffee. That would be great.
Well, I do have to run for coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
I am the coffee runner today.
That's right.
But the
am I allowed to use Mike Clevenger?
Yes.
That's one.
Okay, that counts. Okay.
Because there's eight names of relief pitchers on the White Sox roster.
It's not easy.
What was that look? Hold on for a second. Molly just rolled his eyes and shook his head. That was classic. It's like you're in fourth grade again. What was that all about?
I get it. Sometimes I can be the Lon Chaney of sports writers. Yeah. But the reality is I have a difficult time hiding some of my White Sox feelings.
Oh, I didn't notice.
You wouldn't notice.
Never knew.
But like there are times when someone will say something about the White Sox, and I'll be like Big Z responding to who was the assistant that said he gave himself a B+ or something, and he threw his hands
Shea.
Up. Terry Shea, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right,
Biggs threw his hands up like, what?
I mean, I honestly could have done the starters. I could have.
Yeah, starters are different.
Okay, but
it's still good to do the starters.
Without looking it up,
yes.
The only one I honestly could give you is Mike Clevenger.
That's good. He's an important one.
Well, he's one of eight. So the others are Cam Boozer.
Who?
Fraser Ellard.
Who?
Brandon Eisert.
Who?
Mike Clevenger, the aforementioned one. Jordan Leisure, we've seen him before.
Yes.
Good, hard-throwing right-hander.
Is he related to the Sun-Times?
No, he's not. I don't believe
Jason
so.
Jason Leisure.
Spelled differently.
It's his twin brother.
Very relaxed reliever.
Does he like sports talk radio?
Casual. this is the interesting one. Penn Murphy?
Who? Yes. Yes, they signed him.
Bryce Wilson.
Who?
Mike Vassell.
Who?
He's the Rule 5 guy.
He's the second Rule 5 guy.
Yeah. Yes. There's two of them. But that is your bullpen. That is your White Sox bullpen. And it will be a revolving door, I'm assuming.
I think the real question would be, can you identify them? I think that if you gave, like, if you brought someone in and you laid down headshots of all these guys,
be very difficult.
And asked them to identify.
That's where they are, though. That's where they are. And I think that this White Sox team will lean on its starting pitching. They want that to be the strength. They need to play fundamentally sound. They need to be smart and win games on the margins.
They call you in for a lineup. And you're asked to what?
No.
I was real excited for the season. You just depressed me. Just like listen off the names now.
As the show's going,
I'm not getting excited.
Brandon,
at all.
I'm excited for the start of the season, but Dustin said he could name the starters, right? Now, how long are the starters going, right? and how many starts does each starter have in them, and how many innings do they have to project for and protect from the starters.
You've got a five-man rotation, and I think that the most you can expect...
Two of them are coming off of surgeries, so what is the most you can expect? If you can get five innings, that would be a miracle.
A five-inning start for each of the White Sox starting pitchers would be considered, I think, a successful quality start, if you will.
Who burns out quicker in the bullpen out of the aforementioned names? That's my fear.
I don't know, because I don't know their strengths.
Yeah, I
don't
know.
And maybe that's on us, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe that's on us so we don't have a better working knowledge of the White Sox bullpen, because we need to educate ourselves on who these guys are. But Sean Burke, Jonathan Cannon, Davis Martin, Martin Perez, and Shane Smith, if they can give you five innings, you'll take that if you're the White Sox. You'll take that start.
I think you would definitely take
that. But I don't think it's realistic.
I don't know that it is. And I'm just concerned. Like, last year they opened the season, and there were people you could identify, and you knew who they were or where they were from or how their career had gone because you had read it in the preseason. I just don't know how armed I am.
There's not a track record. So, yeah.
And it's difficult. And
sign of the times.
We have a starting shortstop. I mean, they got a full team, and they're going to roll everyone out there. But I also think that it is extremely likely that a lot of the guys that are playing now will not be the season ending.
Well, I think that's a very safe bet and smart thing to say.
When will you see, like Colson Montgomery, Hagen Smith, Noah Schultz?
Okay, so good questions. Colson Montgomery, if he's not here by June 1st, I think it's disappointing. Hagen Smith and Noah Schultz won't be here probably this year.
Yeah, they might not.
Maybe the end of the year.
They're going to need some
but
players.
But Colson Montgomery and Chase Mydroth should be here as the double play combination by June 1st. Or let me ask that more rhetorically. Why wouldn't they be here by June 1st? The answer would be because neither one of them got off to a good start in Charlotte.
Yes.
But if they both get off to a decent start, I don't know what the delay would be. Because both those guys, the White Sox arrived in Glendale mentally ready to say their time is now, right?
Yes.
They gave both those guys a chance to win jobs. So I don't think they're against that if they see development in the first month or so.
Isn't the pitching staff in Birmingham, though? Aren't they down in Birmingham?
Yeah.
Because I believe that Charlotte is kind of a hitter stadium, and you could go out there, you could have your best guys.
It's a bandbox.
Throwing strikes, and that might lead to
But we
results.
Also have seen historically now, it's more common to see double-A to major league jumps by pitchers because the best guys do typically spend time at double A.
Yeah, that double A is the future prospects league.
Yeah.
Triple A is the kind of 4A player.
But hearing Chris Getz yesterday, I guess maybe this week he's spoken several times, it sounds like there's not a rush to get Hagen Smith and Noah Schultz to the majors this year.
No. I mean.
But I think the opposite is true for Mydroth and Montgomery. If they're still at Charlotte after June 1st, I think they've hit another snag.
I mean, look, there are going to be snags, but you're right about the fact that those are players that should have made the major league roster, and were close to making the major league roster. They didn't take advantage of the opportunity that was available to them, but as they improve, they are scheduled to be on the major league team,
yes.
I think, without a question.
So that's a White Sox development plan. Tonight, the Cubs go against Zach Gallen, so I did a little bit of looking into how the Cubs fared against Zach Gallen. Not good. He is the lineup that he's likely to face tonight are Cub hitters collectively. They faced him 87 times. There's not a home run among those 87 at bats. The best batting average would come from the guy we heard coming in. Nice open, Brandon. King Tuck, who's got a 308.
That's the best is 308?
308 batting average. With significant at-bats. You know, he's hit 13 times. So hopefully Kyle Tucker gets off to a good start.
Hopefully
we're not spending the entire year comparing him to Cam Smith.
He hits the home run.
Well, it'd be a good start.
Nice. It'd be good.
You need a debut in your domestic opener.
How would you feel if Cam Smith hit a home run opening day?
About like you did when I read the relief pitching staff of the White Sox. Not good. Not good.
Come on. It's going to be fun. It's great to get going.
Yeah,
I think we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Turn that frown upside down.
Why? What are you doing? You should be enjoying yourself. We're going to get into it. We got the pick six next. We're going to pick apart all these stories. There's predictions involved.
Oh,
and
my.
Strong opinions needed. It's going to be a ton of
predictions.
Fun, and we are going to jump right into it next with the pick six. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
Who?